Hello, everyone. This is Life Cope, LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. I am Nancy Perez, your host, and I am so happy to be back talking to you guys. I know I'm always, like, taking long breaks, and I'm always, like, taking a hiatus. I know you guys probably are like, this girl is so inconsistent. And honestly, I have been lately, and I'm okay with that. Usually that would be something that would drive me insane, but I've been working on just being okay with everything. But nonetheless, we are growing and it's so exciting and it makes me so happy. So if you are a longtime listener, thank you. Welcome back. So happy to have you. If you are a new listener, welcome, welcome. So happy that you're checking this podcast out. I really hope that you get something out of it. And again, I'm so sorry guys that I've been consistent, but sometimes life happens and that's okay. So life has been amazing since the last time that we talked. Last episode was with Dr. Rosina Bakari, which is amazing. She's an incredible woman. Such an amazing episode. I really got so much out of it. And almost right after that, I went on vacation. And that was like a really good time to just like really work on myself and really, just realize some stuff. Like, I really had to check in with myself. Even though I've been constantly working on myself, I really hadn't checked in. And I realized that during vacation. I really enjoy my vacation. I went out to LA, which is one of my favorite places in the world, but in particularly Santa Monica and Venice area. There's something about the energy of that place that it's unlike anywhere else I've visited. So I try to go once a year. And so this year, that trip was a couple of weeks ago. And my goodness, I needed that sunshine. I needed that California, you know, golden state of mind. I needed that vibe. And it was amazing. But, you know, during my vacation, I had a lot of time to, you know, spend time with myself because it was a solo trip. I went by myself. So during that time, I really checked in with myself. And it's not that, you know, I'm not constantly checking in because it's something that I advise you guys to do all the time. But, you know, you can forget. It's so easy to get wound up with the everyday hustle and bustle of life and get so wound up with all the responsibilities that we have. You know, I have an amazing job and I have a lot of community things that I do. And, you know, I do have a lot on my plate. So it is important to take that time to not get wound up by the everyday life and take time for ourselves, right? And self-care, putting yourself first is not a bad thing, right? But a lot of people have this misconception that self-care needs to look like, you know, a spa day or a massage, when self-care can literally look like just a quiet moment with yourself, you know, a quiet moment to check in with yourself. Obviously, I needed a vacation, so I'm glad I could do that kind of self-care where I was able to go somewhere and enjoy the weather of another place. But that is also not necessary. And the thing is that we don't have to escape ourselves. We have to check in with ourselves. See, a lot of times what we do, a self-care is definitely one of those things where, you know, we go pay for a service, right? We get our hair done, we get our nails done, we get a massage, a spa day maybe. And that's great, but in a way, you're not really dealing with the internal. It's everything's external. And again, nothing wrong with a spa day, nothing wrong with any of these things. It's just self-care can look like many things. And self-care can look like a walk in the park. Self-care can look like a coffee, you know, a coffee date by yourself where you're writing on a notebook, writing a poem maybe, writing a letter to yourself. Like, that is self-care too. And, you know, I was laying there at the beach and, you know, I was thinking and pondering about over a lot of different things that transpire over the summer. And I was just thinking about just life in general and, you know, everything that I'm working towards and, you know, the abundance that lives in my life and just how lucky I feel. You know, I'm thinking of all these things and I'm like, wow, you know, I feel really good right now. And it made me smile. And I felt just really, really genuinely good. And it was like the best self-care that I've had in a really long time. But I didn't need to go thousands of miles away to get that. And that's kind of the point of this conversation, that you don't have to escape or go anywhere. You can be right where you're at, right this moment, right this second, and even take care of yourself, check in, you know, do that self-care. You know, we don't have, human beings don't have check engine lights, right? How nice would it be if we did? Whew. But we don't. And as the seasons are changing, as we're going into holiday seasons, and, you know, depending on what's going on in your life, that could be a really great time of year, or it could be a really horrible time of year. A lot of times, colder weather and colder season, like, puts people in this different kind of mood, you know, and it's the perfect time to sit and check with yourself. And that's kind of the reminder I want to give you today. Don't feel like you have to go do anything. Don't feel like you have to go pay for anything or go to any special place to be able to have a check-in moment, to be able to take care of yourself, to be able to have self-care. Self-care can look like many things, and you can decide that. As long as you get that fulfillment and you get that that feeling of, I checked in, I'm aware, that awareness of knowing what's going on with you, that awareness of being present, and that awareness of bringing everything to the forefront, not to deal with it, just to let it be and just to relax and be with yourself, you know. And again, as the season comes, and as we, you know, we get closer to holidays, you start seeing the mood shift in some people and other people. It's a great thing, but I want to make sure that you go into the season feeling the right way and checking in. And again, wouldn't it be nice if we had like automatic, you know, like change the oil, check engine light, you know, but with what's going on with us, that would be amazing. However, it's not a reality. So we got to do it ourselves. And you got to constantly remind yourself. I mean, if you have to set an alarm on your phone to do it, do it. Do whatever it takes. The point is to take care of you, right? You're here, you're listening to a self-help podcast. You're obviously searching for something. You're obviously looking to improve something. And it's not that I'm some expert, because I'm not. I'm just a human being like you, going through the exact same motions like you, and just talking on a platform about it. And you it's like you're hearing a friend. So that's what this is. It's like your friend is telling you, hey, it's time to focus on you for a little bit and check in. A little self-care has never hurt anyone. Even if you're like, I don't need it, I'm fine, I'm great, life's fantastic, like, yes, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you. Still check in. Still see, like, how are you feeling? Because, again, if you are not taken care of, you will never be able to take care of others the best of your ability, because your glass will always, like, be empty, and you're going to keep pouring from something that has nothing. And I see that all the time. I see it with parents, I see it with college students, I see it with employees, like, you know, like, I see it all the time in society, where people are just so burnt out, and it sucks. Like, we shouldn't ever get to that point. So don't let it get to that point. Obviously you're here, obviously you want to do something about it, and obviously whatever has been happening this far has made you unsatisfied to the point where you want to do something different. So do something different. Stop pondering and just thinking about it. Just do it. And that's another thing. Like, that, you know, while I was, like, laying there at the beach, like, you know, I just thought about all the things that I've just done and how they panned out and how they turned out. And it's incredible to see that when you don't doubt yourself and you just trust yourself and you just go and do something and you go after your dreams or if you go after your goals, all of a sudden things start becoming a possibility. And all of a sudden, like, you feel happier and you feel better and you feel all of these things. But it's so scary to take a chance sometimes. And it's so scary to just go out into the world and just have that confidence to say, I'm going to do what I want to do and I'm going to be happy no matter what, right? But you can be, you really can be, and you really can't just make decisions that will make you happy all the time. But you have to do that self-inquiry. What is it that is going to make you happy? Do you even know? Do you know? Do you know what makes you happy? Because see, sometimes the things that we keep doing don't really make us happy, but we do them because it's habit or it's what we've always done. But when you actually start to realize, like, what makes me happy? What makes me joyful? Do I do those things regularly? Ask yourself that. And if you can't answer that, then, yeah, you know, it's probably time to dig in a little deeper. And sometimes when you dig in, what comes up is not what you want to see about yourself, you know? And sometimes when you check in and you look under the hood and you're like, oh, that's what's causing that noise, right? Yikes. Gotta get that fixed, right? Like, think, if it helps you, like, it helps me thinking of it like that, right? Like, if it was a car and you're getting it checked and they checked under the hood and now all of a sudden you know where the problem is deriving from. You know, you knew there was a problem, you just didn't know what was the root of it, and now you know it. And once you know what the root of something is, guess what? You can change it and you can make it better and you can improve things for yourself. And it's not about changing because there's something wrong with you. It's not about changing because someone's asking it of you, but it's about changing because growing and evolving and achieving what we want to achieve should be the ultimate want that anybody wants, right? Like, do you want to be miserable? I'm pretty sure the answer is no. Do you want to achieve your goals? Pretty sure the answer is yes. Like, it only makes sense, right? So it only makes sense to take care of you, to check in, to check under the hood, to constantly be asking yourself, what am I doing that is making me happy? What am I doing that is making me unhappy? And how can I change that? And work towards it. Anything is possible if you allow it. Like, possibility is everywhere you see. But I can't make you see it. I can tell you, I can come into the studio. I can come into studio 916. And I can record this podcast. And I can hope that the message will resonate. I can hope that my words will linger in your mind after you're done listening to today's episode. I can hope, because I'm trying to do what I can to help. But I can't come do it for you. No one can. Even if you paid a therapist, they can't do it for you. Everything requires you putting in work. Are you ready to put in work? Or do you want to continue in the way that things have been this far? The option's yours. The choice is always yours. You have to remember that. I see this often where people walk around life almost as if they were a victim of it. Right? But there's certain things that we don't have choice over. We don't have choice over, like, who our parents are, what family we were born into, that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of things in life we certainly have choice over. And a lot of those things have to do with you. So if you are in an unhappy place. What are you doing about it? Because if you're not doing anything about it, guess what? You're going to stay stuck in that unhappy place. So you better get to it. You better start checking in with yourself, asking yourself these questions. But only if you're ready. Because if you start asking these questions and you're not ready to do it, you're not ready to put in the work, guess what? You're just going to end up more frustrated. You're just going to end up more angry because now you know. Now you know that there's work to be done. Now you know what needs to be done, but you're not doing it. And now there's that guilt of, I know what needs to be done, but I'm not doing it. So what is it? Is it that you don't care about yourself? Is it that you don't care about anything at all? Or is it that you just don't have any will or any drive within you? Ask yourself these things. And I know it sounds a little harsh, but you can't sugarcoat everything. Some things we have to be very blunt about. And I'm sorry, but as I walk around the world and as I try to make an impact in the world that I, you know, that I can make an impact into, the things that I have control over, I see this more and more, where people are just miserable, unhappy. And yet, they are unwilling to do absolutely anything about it. Ah, what a waste of a life. Why would you do that? That's like self-sabotage. That's like self-hate. Don't hate yourself. Take care of yourself. Like, advocate for yourself. Nobody else is going to if you don't do it. There's so many resources out there. Like right now, I am at a public library, at a public studio that I don't even have to pay for. I know of studios that I can pay for, but why would I do that when I have a resource when I'm trying to get a message out into the world, right? Like, I wanted to get a message out into the world, and I didn't want to keep doing it from my laptop because I wanted to be able to do more. So what did I do? I looked for options because this was important to me. And it fulfills me and it makes me happy because I feel like what I'm doing is of importance. Not that I'm important. You see? That's the difference. I don't think I'm grandiose or anything. I'm just a everyday person like anybody else. I'm just sharing a message and I hope it resonates with you. And I hope that you will do and you will go seek the things that really bring joy into your life. But that's all I can do for you. All I can do for you is give you my message and hope that you'll go and do it. And hope that it will awaken something within you where you just can't keep going in the way that it is. Because the more that people around you start walking around with joy, the more that the vibration lifts. For all of us. Who doesn't want that? Like, I want to live in that kind of world where people are truly happy, not just pretending for the gram, not just pretending for Facebook and their family. They're truly joyful. That's what I would love to see, where suicide is not so rampant because people are so tired of living their lives. My best friend's little brother committed suicide, and that's hard to even grasp. Like, what could have been happening that made this person feel so just done? And I see that way too often in this world that we live in, and we hear about it way too often. And we have to do something about it. And talking about suicide prevention is one thing. But I don't know what to talk about when it comes to that subject. All I know how to talk about is this. Taking care of you. Because that's the journey I've been on. For so long, I didn't take care of myself. For so long, I was unhappy. For so long, I walked around just absolutely miserable with every aspect of my life. Until I had enough. Until I knew that either I had to give it my all, or it was gonna take over me. And I was gonna be just like everybody else. Unhappy, doing the same routine every day, not knowing how to get out of that black hole. I don't want that. I don't want that for myself, and I don't want that for anybody. Because you all deserve better. But you have to believe that for yourself. I can't make you believe that. Nobody can. And that's the hard thing about all of these things, is that I can yearn for this, and I can hope, and I can wish, but you gotta do it. So please, go do it. Let's change the statistics. Let's change the way that things are. Let's not lose another life because we feel like life is just so horrible that we don't want to live it. So that's my message to you today. Take care of yourself. Check in. Find the root. Whatever that is. You're worth it. Don't forget that. You're absolutely worth it. Even if you feel like you're not. That's all I have for you today. Again, coming from you from Studio 916. I hope that you'll come back and keep listening to the podcast. I hope that you will get something out of it. As always, I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm just someone that's here sharing my voice, hoping to make an impact. Small or big, impact is an impact, right? Be happy, be healthy, be well. If you want to check out the podcast online, you can go to lifecopeapp.podomatic.com. You can go to social media, Facebook and Instagram, Lifecope LLC. And if you want to keep up with me, you can go to nancyiperez.com. I'll catch you later. See ya. Bye.